Two Sunshine Coast painters, cloistered during COVID-19, collaborated to produce a series of connected works that were unveiled at the Cube Gallery in Upper Gibsons on January 6. Marlene Loden and Terrell Mullick were serenaded by the Billy Hill Picker Band at a boisterous opening reception organized by gallery owners Jill Pilon and Jody Youngren. Process in Parallel. Abstracts. Features large-scale canvases by Loden and Mullick. Loden works primarily in oils, depicting dynamic landscapes of feeling and memory. Mullick uses acrylics and spray paint to produce his emotionally charged and richly textured abstracts. "We hatched the idea a few years ago of doing a show together," said Mullick, who transitioned from full-time architectural practice to mixed media art in 2016. "For all the work that's shown at the Cube, we work together in parallel. In addition to exchanging ideas through regular conversations, Loden and Mullick co-created a work, The Roving, which is displayed in the gallery's front window. Its flame-like tendrils and flailing fronds suggest a restless organic energy." During the heat of COVID-19 restrictions, the two were reluctant to occupy the same space. Instead, Mullick began the work and dropped it off at Loden's studio. She made some marks and sent it back. The process continued until the two artists finally met to work out the final composition by combining constituent designs. "We both work with very distinct shapes," said Loden. "I knew Terrell's language from being familiar with his work. The one thing that was surprising to me was his use of some bolder colors. And I think I subdued some of my colors. It was kind of interesting that we were challenging each other, reflecting each other." Loden is also an art educator who regularly runs courses in painting rudiments, color and composition. "Every time I teach, I learn more," she said. "The process of demonstrating her own work to students provides opportunities for reciprocal enrichment and risk-taking. I bow down to all of my artist friends who are willing to put their work on the wall," she added. "It's like, here are my guts on the wall, my version of beauty, or my version of the pain that I'm working through." The revelatory vulnerability admired by Loden became a hallmark of her collaboration with Mullick. "As artists, the biggest challenge is letting go," said Mullick. "When you take a piece of work and give it to someone else, you have no idea of the direction it will take. It's quite liberating. Scary at the same time, but a good lesson." Themes of the artists' separate works hint at a fecund exchange of ideas. Loden's Verdant to Slow Down answers the aridity of Mullick's The Longest Day. Mullick's Lost in the Light reflects the chimeric pursuit in Loden's A Dream You Try to Remember. The two artists slowly developed an unspoken sense of when works were nearing completion. "At first, you're almost creating in a void, or a vacuum," said Loden. "But you'd get to a point where you'd say, 'That's it,'" added Mullick. "We'd both feel it. It was the first collaborative thing I've done, and I was surprised." Process in Parallel. Abstracts. Is on display at the Cube Gallery until January 30. Exhibition details and image previews are available at thecube.ca.